Hello, folks. We're back. It's 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS. I'll do a few announcements before we move on to the second part here. We have things going on in the neighborhood here. We have the Lancaster Jazz Club, but I don't know if they're still going or not. Are they done for the Christmas now, guys? Anybody know?
I would guess they are done for Christmas. They usually go till about the first week of December, maybe even last week of November when they do.
Yeah, the good time. Lancaster also has the Jazz Club and Lancaster Smokehouse, a new venue downstairs, I believe, and they've got stuff coming up. I think the Water Street Blues Band was there last week or 2 weeks ago. Also, for jazz lovers, they have a Kitchener Waterloo Jazz Society, and they was it every weekend at the Who there, I think.
Yeah, middle Friday. Floor, they're doing a jazz where there's one in Guelph as well, Manhattan's, I believe it's called, that does a very similar, you're quiet while the band plays and you pay attention to what they do, and when they're done, you clap, and then on breaks you can talk, but there until then.
More of a listening kind of bar.
Yeah. So, and last of our announcement for this section here is our very own Hepcat Hoppers are looking for your support for the at the www.kwartsawards.ca, and this is where you get to nominate the local groups who in the arts community. And I think today is the cutoff date. So if you want to nominate them as a great example of our how our local scene art scene has helped, please go to that website and nominate them. So Ross, listen, thanks very much for coming in and talking about Shag. Clearly, there's tons more material, and you'll have to come back again, I hope.
I'd love to.
And
great.
You're welcome to hang around for a while if you'd like.
All right.
And all of our guests are welcome, and I'd like to welcome two more guests that came in the door. It's such a treat to have so much company, only two microphones. So sad. But we'll get you all there. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Yeah, they came through. That's good. That's great. So, folks, we're hitting the top of the well, 11:05 after 11. As we arranged, we're going to talk a little bit more about West Coast Swing. With my co-host here, Jeff Benoit, you know, we're exploring the various types of swing. Jeff was Lindy, but it's well aware of the Shag and West Coast. And so we're just hoping we're presenting a full spectrum of what's in our community, the kind of people who are doing it, and where you can go if you want to know more about how these things work. So, folks, now, hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
I'm glad you came out tonight. It looks like your schedule is so busy, I didn't know if you'd ever have a chance to come out.
Hey, well, if I could swing it in and drop in, might as well. It's always good to talk to two people.
That's great. So, you can, in that Shag selection, you can probably heard some familiar, how we describe them, some sections of music that you could see West Coast fitting into.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of crossover in the rhythm, and as long as it's got that strong two beat, there's a lot that you can do with it.
A lot you can do. Now, Ross, I've talked a little bit about the history of Shag. Do you want to throw in a few, a little bit about where West Coast Swing came from?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, West Coast Swing really came actually out of Lindy Hop. It was being done out on the West Coast Swing, out on the West Coast in California, and they started to take out the bouncing action that Lindy Hop is known for, and started to dance it more in a straight line. And so West Coast Swing was born from basically modernizing, keeping the same type of rhythms that were done in Lindy Hop, but using a lot of the rhythm and blues that was being done in the 60s and 70s and starting to make it smoother and go in a straight line. So that's kind of where it kind of grew from.
Yeah, I heard stories the West Coast is a significant influence due to the infrastructure which was in place. The Savoy Ballroom was a full square block of New York, which left one band at one end of the room, another band at the other end, and they'd play continuous music as one took a break, which left plenty of room to do swing outs. And you proceed to the West Coast as it develops, and the physical ballrooms were essentially a barn, and therefore putting 1,000 people into a barn did not leave room for the swing outs, which were otherwise in the Savoy Ballroom. So you were stuck trying to get your three slots of wood on the floor to fit into, so they developed a West Coast style which fit those slots to get everyone in, but in line and inside the room, I guess.
I think one of the neat things that they did with it is that they took the same idea of the rhythm and really tried out with trying to dance to music that was being done today.
Right.
Like, okay. One of the wonderful things about Lindy Hop is its era-based sound. Like, it has that very distinct big band sound that, you know, Depression-era music, that kind of really lively type of beat, mm-hmm. whereas West Coast Swing has kind of grown. So it's done – it's more done to your rhythm and blues, Stevie Ray Vaughan, CCR,
yep.
or to even country and western or top 40s pop. So I hope to be able to introduce you to some of the types of sounds that West Coast Swing can do, can be done to.
Oh, that'd be great. And we're looking forward to a couple of your selections here. I intend to ask you, as I ask most of my guests, is how did you get into the swing scene, Sean?
Well, actually... I've been involved in the swing scene on and off for about 8 years.
Yeah.
And about 4 or 5 years ago, I got transferred from my job into Waterloo. And one of the first things that I do whenever I get into any new city is to go check out the different dance scenes.
And where was that?
Pardon?
Where was that when you first got hooked up? You
think? Actually, I think it was the Vault. The Vault was the first place that I got introduced to the scene.
Yeah. Based on 4 or 5 years ago, I would say, yep, that's when we were running the Vault.
But I think what attracted me to this scene over any other of the dance scenes in town was just how friendly everybody was. Yeah. Like, the atmosphere and the grouping of people that do swing in this city is just so open and so friendly.
Yeah. Well, that's very good to hear from you, Sean. You have a lot of experience. You've been a teacher, professional teacher in dance.
Yep.
And for you to say such thing about our swing community says a lot about our group of people. And on behalf of everybody, appreciate that. I think when Jeff was teaching more often. And, I don't want to forget about the you taught at the last Monday Night Dance there. Don't let me forget that, Jeff.
I am a current teacher. It's true.
It's true. but
perhaps on a Thursday night, I hear rumors that there may be some opportunity.
Oh, my goodness. There's things happening all over the place here. But, Sean, I'm very glad to hear you say that and that you enjoy the swing dancers. You know, you've been involved in teaching ballroom. Like, what haven't you been taught in? I think you told me one time you had to learn, as a required for teaching, 300 steps or some darn thing? And
oh, yeah. Well, that's just your standard crazy. Bronze testing for ballroom.
Yeah.
Because you need to know the 300 steps, men's and ladies. Yeah, so I spent 8 years teaching ballroom professionally.
Wow.
And then when I quit that, I just started drifting, and I went from salsa into Lindy Hop into West Coast and tried a bit of Argentine tango. But I've got to say, West Coast Swing is where my heart is. So.
That's great. Well, pick out a song there, and I'll plug you in, and we'll play a little bit of West Coast Swing. What are you going to play for us here?
We're going to start off with a little bit of Rolling Stones, some basic rock, and we're going to try some Beast of Burden.
All right. Here you go. Let her up.
Burden. My back is broken, but it's a hurt.
Okay, well, we're back, Sean. Let's tell us about how West Coast fits into that song, is if it whatever your suits your description of West Coast.
Well, one of the neat things about West Coast is that it did start with a rhythm and blues sound. So it took a lot of that kind of strong two-beat type of music and started being able to play with it. One of the things that makes West Coast Swing such a different kind of dance is almost all of the other dances, the man leads and the woman follows.
Okay.
So if you think of it in terms of a conversation, he's talking, she's listening. And especially in your ballroom dances, it's a monologue. As West Coast Swing progresses and as you get better at it, the follows or the women are allowed to start playing with their parts and are allowed to start improvising.
Okay.
So as a result, if they hear something in the music, they're allowed to emphasize it, and as a lead, I've got to dance around that and make it work. So it's more of a dialogue. She gets to talk back, and it makes it a much more interesting and fun dance.
Yeah.
In some ways, that's why it has my heart. So.
Yeah, I get that, and you know that's a big part of the Lindy Hop, as Jeff teaches it. I think you know offhand, it occurs to me you know the what makes West Coast unique is the slot. I think right, no other dance is such. How am I saying? I guess at the core, when you first teach it, you teach a narrow slot.
Yeah, the follow moves up and down just one specific stretch.
And with Lindy, you kind of want. You don't want it to be quite that rigid, but you don't want it to be totally oval either. You want it, how do you?
Yeah, it's a balance. But I would say Lindy's pretty diverse. You can dance it wherever you want, however you want. But yes, there tends to be a far more rotational aspect to a Lindy hop that doesn't exist quite with the West Coast.
Circles and lines. Always interesting when they're both going on the floor at once.
There's the beach towel.
Yeah, Ross, what do the shag dancers like to just...
Well, they aren't... I wouldn't call it a slide. It's more a beach towel type of feeling where you can, go past the girl and step off and let the girl go past, and that happens at West Coast as well. Mm-hmm. But certainly Lindy is more circular for sure.
Yeah. So that's good to hear, and it's I guess all dances how we describe them differently, but they all have inside turns, right, Sean?
Yep, you've all got inside turns. You've always got your triple rhythms going on, and I think one of the neat parts about it is the amount of communication involved.
So in your song selection night, Sean, you'd be covering different tempos and speeds. What would be another good example of West Coast Swing?
Well, I'm going to keep it slow just again one more time with a bit of rhythm and blues.
Okay.
Play some Eric Clapton before you accuse me.
Okay, go ahead.
Son, don't call my daughter no more. someone else.
Holy smokes, the crowd's cheering, and they're rowdy.
Yeah, well, it's Eric Clapton, one of the best guitarists in the world.
So that's kind of a slow, bluesy kind of song. It's, what would be the contrast between your first song? I know you kind of mentioned it a lot the same, but what parts of that West Coast swing would that song really show off?
Well, what that would tend to emphasize is more kind of the slow slide groove type of look or feel when you're dancing it. So there's going to be a lot more kind of drifting. You're probably going to fall into a blues hold every once in a while you're playing with the music. When you start getting into faster music, more modern sounds like the song I'm going to play next, you're going to end up with stuff that's a lot sharper, a lot snappier. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that makes West Coast things swing so different is it's kind of your Play-Doh of the dances because it can be done to everything from top 40 pop to country and western to the rhythm and blues. And as a result, you kind of change the look and feel according to the music that's being played. Makes it a lot more interesting, a lot more fun. Because you can go to a night and dance West Coast Swing for 6 hours and have different sounds all night long. So
our listeners are experienced dancers like yourself and also new dancers. And in regards to that, then, you speak like an experienced dancer who just hates talking about beat counts and steps. It's the feel. I get that. Yes. But if you'd like to explain West Coast Swing to someone who just tuned in, for instance, how would you describe the step count, things like that, some of the more technical parts of it?
Well, on your side passes, it's to begin with, you generally start with 6-count rhythms, which are going to there's no rock steps in West Coast Swing. That's one of the things that marks it as decidedly different than the other swing dances.
All right. Good to know.
Instead of it being a rock step, the follow is always going to walk forwards with a walk. So she'll tend to do her walk past him and then 2 triple steps. As you progress, you get into 8-count rhythms, where she will walk past him, do a triple rhythm on one side, and then walk past him again and do a triple rhythm on the other. So the more you get into West Coast Swing, the more you start counting to 2 instead of 6 or 8 or 10 or 14.
Yeah.
Because it's just easier.
I get it, but your basic step would be a pass, back and forth like that, and then as your skill or interest goes, you would add extra little bits and pieces in there.
Exactly. And I think so. In your basics, your guy's going to step off to the side, and the lady will slide right on past him and do her triple rhythms and get that solid connection that Jeff was talking about is so important for any kind of good dancing.
Yeah, when we got into the West Coast, we had one of the first ones that we took was at Swing Out New Hampshire, where Greg and Laurie from Philadelphia taught the Westy Hop or something. I think they called it. They're a very dynamic couple that float between the two, and Greg talks about it a lot. Is how intricate and really specific you have to be in West Coast. His concept was that the what they would call a whip in West Coast, what we would call a swing out in Lindy Hop, is the foundation of any, because it's 8 beats and it fits the music and that's where we start. And then once you have that, you can break back to 6 or you can continue with variations of your 8s.
Okay, does that make sense, Sean? I get that. Kind of makes sense.
A lot of West Coast starts sugar pushed first as the foundation, and then they build out from there.
Yeah, it depends on who's teaching it, but the sugar push quite often is taught as one of the basics. Personally, I believe it's a very complex step to begin with, because you're going from a stretch to a push, and that's really difficult to do well. So
I imagine what Brooke was saying one time about how that's the most, that was always the challenge. It looks simple, but there's a lot of subtleties to a good sugar.
Sometimes
crush.
Easy thing is sometimes things that are simple aren't so easy to do.
Is that, you agree, Ross?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me tell you.
Yeah, good. Good to know. So your next song, we'll play another song, then I'll have to switch cables to play some other stuff here. Actually, I could maybe play something. No, you go ahead and play a song, and then we'll tell us a little bit about this song, who it is, and what you're looking for in this song before you start.
All right. Well, this is going to be exploring more of the modern sounds, so more of your pop top 40 type sounds. This is Sierra featuring Missy Elliott. And a little bit faster and a little bit funkier.
Yeehaw, so. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen. This is a jazzy fizzle. Production shizzle.
Sonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh. With my body so melodic, this beat rolls right through my chest. Everybody, Martin, Poppy came to party. Grab somebody, work your body. Let me see you one, two, step. Since the day I started, struck my stuff, and yes, I flaunt it. Goodies make the boys jump on it. No, I can't control myself now. Let me do my one, two step.
Hi, this is David Trin. I'm the host for the Swing and Blues radio show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM on Thursday nights between 10 p.m. to midnight. I play swing-era music for listeners and dancers, and I talk about local, national, and international jazz festivals and dance events. Join the swing jazz community on Monday, December 19th between 8 to 11 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South, Waterloo. We are hosting a fundraiser for CKMS Sound FM. Introductory dance lesson at 8 p.m. followed by our featured Sound FM Swing and Blues hosts and DJs. Support your community radio station and enjoy the music that makes people like yourself want to dance. Only you can make a difference in Kitchener-Waterloo. Visit our website at www.soundfm.ca. Join us on Monday, December 19th at the Waterloo Community Arts Center and support CKMS 100.3.
Car trouble, emission testing, all your car care needs here at Down the Road Again, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Give us a call at 519-747-2220, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Down the Road Again for all your car care needs.
Great service when your car needs care. You and your car are gonna love it here. Keeping you on your way.
Holy smokes, we're back. 100.3 Sound FM. I got a studio full of great people here. We're talking swing, jazz, and blues on this Thursday night, episode 22. Welcome aboard, Sean. Tell us some more about that song there. It's really, man, that's upbeat.
Yeah, well, that's one of the neat things about West Coast is that it has that kind of a funky sound and a funky feel. So there's going to be quite often people will mash in different forms of dance. So yeah. I've seen people throw in like touches of hip hop, or if the song is slower, Argentine tango, or one of the things that marks a good West Coast swing song is the change in tempo. So there quite often be breaks in the sound, or something that has a sharp stop to it, which in West Coast swing, either the lead or the follow will occasionally break away from the standard pattern in order to emphasize that before they go back to the standard dancing.
Okay.
Adds a little more interest from a watching point of view and from a dancing point of view.
What other artists are good West Coast swing musicians? You know, we talked about Indigo Swing, and there's some good Lindy songs. We danced with various dances, and Ross had in his selection of Shag songs.
If you wanted to go to your classics in terms of rhythm and blues, you've got songs like Heard It Through the Grapevine, mm-hmm. which is your classic.
That's a great song.
CCR has some great standards.
Yeah.
And when you get into your more modern stuff, you're going to be getting a lot of stuff from, you know, Katy Perry or whoever the latest, you know, Kesha, whoever's being played on the radio, quite often, as long as it has a strong two beat, that's the neat thing, is the music is constantly changing in the West Coast swing world.
Okay. Yeah. And they have the full complement of competitions and workshops like what Lindy does and the Shag bunch too, I think.
It's actually spreading more and more. Not only is it spread from Boston and New York, Austin, Texas, obviously Swing Diego, which is probably the biggest West Coast swing. Swing Diego, the Super Bowl of West Coast swing competitions.
Holy smokes.
You have over 2,000 odd people in there for that competition and workshops. But they're also doing a lot more West Coast out in California and New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
France actually is stepping forward as one of the leading spots in West Coast swing in the world right now. So
what we basically talked about hustle dance in between some songs and so on. That's West Coast swing music.
No, what hustle definitely has a distinct. It's more of the music that has the constant like throb, 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 throb. So it doesn't have the strong two beat sound to it. It's just a consistent beat throughout the whole song. Mm-hmm. Is more of your hustle music.
Mm-hmm. I think the cross happens when you see a lot of West Coast dancers dancing hustle, and you would associate them so much, because you see a lot of the crossover between the West Coast dancers who will hustle dance.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how you have your Westie hop, and you've got your kind of West Coast hustle crosses.
And, of course, what we all have to do is you go to a night. The odds of finding a place with only your kind of music is pretty slim, so you end up going to a place like O'Brien's or something, and you just got this music, you try to fit West Coast into or Lindy.
I think you just listen to the music and go dance. Stop worrying about it.
Amen to that.
Is it this or is it that? Oh,
yeah.
Don't hurt yourself. It's just funny how out and have fun. Get in the dance floor, pick a partner, and stop worrying about it.
When you start thinking and worrying too much, you stop enjoying yourself. And
folks, that is the gem of the show tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone full circle. I think we originally talked about the trouble with trying to classify shag and so on, and here we are back to it. Just go dance. And coming from you two guys, it makes a lot of sense. And I see other people in the room nodding their heads too. Just go and have some fun, and we'll worry about calling it whatever you want. Never.
That would be my recommendation, at least. I know I've always prided myself on those things. So I would dance to songs that any of these things would... I got in trouble because I didn't classically dance Lindy Hop, and I don't really West Coast, so I blues dance, but I don't really do any of them. And so what we taught and what we did was a combination of all of it, and it was just a social experience to go have fun. And I think it was a pretty cool impact on a lot of people. So I didn't get too worried about doing too many things. If you have another human being that you spend the next 3 to 5 minutes with and you both enjoy your time, you win, and you don't knock each other down, you're doing just fine.
Yeah. Or you knock yourself down very gracefully in a new booth. And you're onto something. Well, that's good. No, I'm glad to hear you say that you said that. It's just go and have fun. That's the main thing.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, that's the object of any social gathering. You know, get together, have a party, enjoy yourselves, and swing dancing should really be the absolute example of that.
Okay, let's play a few more things courtesy of our sponsors and other people, and then we'll get back to our fine crowd here before the midnight hour comes tick-tocking away and kicks us out of the studio. You're at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS, Red Eddie O.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at shadynook.ca.
Hey, Waterloo, this is Gordon Webster.
Naomi Uyama.
Cassidy Holden.
And you're listening to CKMS 100.3.
Thanks for the great time.
Keep on swinging.
Hi, this is David Trin. I'm the host for the Swing and Blues radio show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM on Thursday nights between 10 p.m. to midnight. I play swing-era music for listeners and dancers, and I talk about local, national, and international jazz festivals and dance events. Join the swing jazz community on Monday, December 19th between 8 to 11 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street, South Waterloo. We are hosting a fundraiser for CKMS Sound FM. Introductory dance lesson at 8 p.m. followed by our featured Sound FM Swing and Blues hosts and DJs. Support your community radio station and enjoy the music that makes people like yourself want to dance. Only you can make a difference in Kitchener-Waterloo. Visit our website at www.soundfm.ca. Join us on Monday, December 19th at the Waterloo Community Arts Center and support CKMS 100.3.
Well, we're back, folks. We got about 15 minutes before our show is done here, and we all go back to all the other things we've been doing. Sean, we're talking about West Coast swing a bit. Let's play one more song here at some point, and we'll... We'll enjoy another song. We have seemed to have a bit of time, but we do want to go around the horseshoe here tonight and make sure we talk to everybody what they're doing and what they're looking forward to. I have a bunch of boring old announcements here. I shouldn't say that, but they're announcements and with more fun coming from everybody. And we'll look forward to that part of the show. So, Sean, you want to pick out another one there and tell us a little bit about what this one is, West Coast, and why you like it?
All right. Well, like I started us off with kind of a bluesy sound, I'm going to go back to that slower kind of rhythm where it's going, if you're dancing with your partner, it's all about connecting and kind of the romance of it. But we're going to go something a little more modern. So we're going to try Ring My Bells by Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, hi, Enrique. Nice song, Sean.
Ah, thanks. It's actually one of my favorites. It's got a nice bit of slow romance to it. It makes it kind of sexy.
Yeah. kind of sexy, as they say.
Well, West Coast swing is probably one of the more flirtatious styles of swing out there.
Yeah, that's good. So, well, we're getting all of us into our show. Sean, tell us what you did last week, what you're doing this week, and what you're doing next week in the swing dance world.
Well, these days I'm teaching mostly out of town. I'm down in Hamilton on a weekly basis, teaching swing there. I try to come out wherever possible to support the Monday nights at the Button Factory.
Yeah, I saw you out there last Monday.
Yeah. Great night. Gotta fill out the floor and dance with everybody.
Yep.
One of the big things that I learned early on is doesn't matter how good you get, you've always got to dance with the beginners because somebody took the time to dance with you. So
that's right.
You want to show up? Of course, we're all going to try and get out and say hi and get a dance with you.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear because oftentimes you're on the floor and when one of the steady regulars that gets the mood going, gets people things flowing, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
So I hope you'll come back again for our show.
I'd be honored to. It'd
you
be
couldn't
nice.
Believe how quickly an hour flies by, can you?
Pretty fast, eh?
I know. Well, that's good. Well, we'll look forward to that when that comes up in the new year. What are you doing for Christmas? Are you hanging around for the year?
Yeah, I've got both my family coming in and my girlfriend's family coming in, so it's going to be a packed house around Christmas time for me.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, put that together with my birthday a few days later, and it's just a whole week of partying for me.
Get to save that up for our dance on the Monday night jam session there, eh? When we have the, what do we call it? The jam circle time.
Yeah, jam circles.
Yeah, so... John, you've been patient. John Ladden here. You've been patiently sitting there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm just enjoying talking with people during the breaks when the music's going on and reading the books that are here.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a book on some electrical engineering stuff, which is pretty close to what I've been playing with in my studies recently.
Tell us what you've been doing. What did you do last week and what you did this week and what are you going to do next week in the swing dance?
Okay, I think 2 weeks ago was when we did the dance,
the holiday dance. That was a hoot.
And then that kind of marked the end of swing club for this year and this term. And then I get to take a break until January. So apart from that, I'm going to a couple of dances. I think there's a New Year's Eve dance in... at the Dovercourt in Toronto, and they're also doing a New Year's Day gospel dance, but I can't go to that, unfortunately. I'd like to go.
That's one of my favorites. That's a rather nice way to spend there. Yeah,
yeah. I just heard about that today.
Well, that's good. Jeff, you want to... We're sharing microphones like crazy here. I just want to mention that I was glad to see you out last Monday. You enjoyed teaching a little lesson again, I hope?
Yeah, it was a wonderful time, actually. I do appreciate the Hepcat Hoppers and David Trin for offering me an opportunity to come back and teach.
Yep. Glad to have you, I'm sure. I know.
Yeah, it was really good, actually, to see a lot of the familiar faces as well as many of the new faces, some who were... brand new faces to me and yet still asking. We've heard lots of things about you and it was good to see a lesson from you. And so it was, it was really cool. So good time by all.
Yeah. And I hope you'll be back again in New Year as a co-host again. That's been very much a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. I do enjoy coming out to the Sound FM here and spending our evenings together, chatting about things. You're a wonderful host, and we appreciate that you step into these roles for us in the community.
Well, you're very kind to say that, and you know, it's just but like everyone in this room here is here because they care about the community a lot, and everyone here has done a lot in different ways to make the community work the way it is. So. Just returning the what's the handing it down? What do you describe it? Passing along,
pass the torch,
pass it along. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pass it forward. I think it is. You know, you pay for the guy in the Tim Horton lineup for the next guy come down the row there. That's kind of a cute way to put it. So, and you want to come up to the microphone to say a few words with us? I'm glad you came out tonight.
On the couch, but Miss, now you're making me get up.
I am. I just want to say I got it right. It's Ann Siktesh.
Yes, it is.
Holy smokes!
Yeah.
If I get John's name right every time, it'd be great.
Well, if you write it phonetically, it's actually not. Yeah, it's not too bad.
So you're up to your eyeballs and all kinds of things. So what'd you do last week? What'd you do this week? And what are you doing next week?
Last week was Jeff's lesson, so I actually, that was the first time I got to meet him. So the whole thing about the first meeting for the first time, that was it. But I've heard about Jeff, so that's pretty cool.
I don't know. I get these rumors a lot that everyone seems to know who I am, and I heard all these things.
That's partly because of me.
Yeah, yeah.
I really appreciate that the word's out there and it came from somewhere. It's good to know.
Mm-hmm. And then actually, I'm DJing coming up at the Monday Night Dance, like the last one before Christmas.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to play some songs, so it should be fun. And what else? There was something else. Yes, coming up for January. I was actually hoping to start a monthly blues night, and I'm still working on it, but it looks like it's going to be at King and You and Frat Burger there. I'm talking and hoping to set that up, and it's just be a very casual, you know, dance, eat food, drink, and have a good time.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And then
sounds like a recipe for a wonderful event. I remember something back from anyway.
Yeah. Basically, just trying to bring that back because right now there is nothing. So
yeah,
sounds like fun. And then Swing Club starting up again at some point, and lots more of events planned, like trips to Montreal and stuff like that for January, so it should be fun.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully when you come back in the new year and talk to us about some great exchanges you've been to and what you've learned. I really enjoyed when you and John both were talking about your trip to Louisiana and New Orleans, so that was good.
I have to admit, I already bought my ticket for next year.
For New Orleans again?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And Ross, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you did? You pretty well know the drill now. What you did last week and what are you doing this week?
My summer
and
vacation, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, what's coming up is February 25th at my house. Yeah. David Trin's bringing Roberta Hunt in, live group, and it's at my house, and he'll send that announcement out. And I'm hoping to get down to Myrtle Beach in April. And what I do is I put T-shirts together, and I usually hand them out down there. So I'm going to hand out 3 shirts right now. To the 3 of you, and I've got one here. It's my own design.
Look at this.
It says it all right here.
Not dancing is not an option.
Right.
Oh, isn't that something? Oh, you're very kind to do that. My goodness. We're going to have to, it reminds me, I wanted to get together a T-shirt for the, the KW Swing Dance and Log Rowing Team. So, I think that would still be kind of fun to do. So, well, that's good. Well, folks, okay. 5 to 12, DJ Carmelo is next. We are the Jazz and Lindy Sandwich with the hip-hop on the front end and the hip-hop on the end end with, I forget Nat's show, but DJ Carmelo is coming up. Glad you're aboard tonight and listen to our stories of swing dancing and the great adventure. Happy New Year to everyone and a Merry Christmas and be safe. And on that note, this is 100.3 CKMS and this is the Swing Jazz and Blues Show brought to you by the Swing Community. And we'll wrap up with songs to DJ Camilla Gus here and let's all together. Merry Christmas!
Cadillac pulled up. She was gone, it should have been me. With that real fine chick, it should have been me. With that real fine chick, well, it should have been me. Later on, 5 minutes passed, saw another girl, had a lot of class. I was about to write her name in my book. Her husband pulled up, gave me a dirty look. You should have been me with that real fine chick. It should have been me with that real fine chick. Well, it should have been me. corner was a real sharp cat. $1,000 suit, $500 hat. Standing on the curb by a dino float. Voice from inside said, come on, daddy, let's go. It should have been me with that real fine tick. It should have been me with that real fine tick. Well, it should have been me driving that dino chili. I felt okay. Then I passed by a fine cafe. There's Junk Jones eating a T-bone steak. Lady standing by him, feeding him ice cream and cake. It should have been me